Well, a good question to ask is, what is Christmas all about? Isn't that a good question to ask? Is it getting together with family and friends? How many know that's a good thing? Love that. It's all about the songs, right? I mean, the songs start earlier and earlier. I think they start around November 1st on some stations. And I mean, don't you love Christmas music? Is it about the lights driving around? How many like the lights? How many like putting up the lights? Is it about the tree and the decorations inside the house? Or, most importantly, is it about getting, giving, and receiving presents? That is the true meaning of Christmas. If you ask me, I would say Christmas is all about miracles. And I just want to mention a few of the miracles that happened at the birth of Jesus. The first one was the miracle of the virgin birth. Let's look in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 30. If you guys can put that up, yeah. Then the angel said to her, talking to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. In his kingdom there will be no end." And then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." So that's the first miracle that Christmas is all about, the miracle of the virgin birth. Then there's the miracle of Joseph's dream. Now, I don't know if I would have liked it to find out that my wife, or soon-to-be wife, is pregnant, and I'm not the father. How many know? I mean, that would be a problem. That'd be a problem for most men. And that was a problem for Joseph. But Gabriel appeared to Joseph in a dream and let him know that his son would be born. It'd be born of Mary. It would be, his name would be called Jesus. And so that was a miracle, the miracle of Joseph's dream. Then we've got the miracles of the angel heralds. Shepherds arrive from the hillside to the stable or the cave or whatever, where the mother and child rest. And they tell of a heavenly vision. That's found in Luke chapter 2. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you, and you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So we have the miracle of the angels and the shepherds. Then we have the miracle of the star. How many know that was a miracle? You have wise men traveling 1,000 miles following a star to see a child. That's found in Matthew chapter 2. And it says this, "And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way." So you have the miracle of the star. Then, most importantly, you have the miracle of incarnation. Jesus is the Word made flesh. God became a man. And I talked about this last week, and I read from Philippians. Let me read that again. Philippians chapter 2 says this, "Think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Not at all. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave. Became human. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death. And the worst kind of death at that, a crucifixion. And this is just a few of the miracles. There's a lot more at the birth of Jesus. So Christmas, I say to you, is about miracles. And even Jesus' life was about miracles. Matthew chapter 11 says this. And John the Baptist is in prison and he's questioning his ministry and wondering who Jesus really is. Matthew 11, verse 2. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." So Jesus' birth is miraculous. His life is miraculous. You read about it in the Gospels. Jesus was famous for miracles. But even in his death, there was miracles. He bore the sins and the sicknesses of humanity. He was crucified. He died and was buried. He descends into hell, defeats the devil, and then miraculously is raised on the third day. Jesus is all about miracles. Christmas is all about miracles. But I have good news for you today. It's not just at Christmas time, but every day in God is a day of miracles. Because the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now what about you here today? Anybody here needing a miracle? Anybody here need a miracle in their marriage? Maybe you need a miracle in your finances. Miracle in relationships. Just a miracle maybe in your life as far as your career, where you're going. See, I got people raising their hands already. This little guy over here needs a miracle. You need a miracle, raise your hand. Well, you're in the right place, and I want to pray for you. I want you to have a Christmas miracle. That's what Jesus is all about. That's who he is. That's his nature. That's his heart. And certainly he'd want to do it for you today or do it during this time. But before I pray for you, let's just say some things together. Let's make a confession of our faith. Say this with me. Say, "I believe that Jesus was the Word made flesh. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus bore my sins and my sicknesses at Calvary. I believe that Jesus was raised on the third day. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Heaven is my eternal destination. Jesus has an amazing plan for my life." Now turn to your neighbor and say, "Jesus has an amazing plan for your life." In this last confession, say this with me. Jesus continues to do miracles in my life. Father in heaven, why don't we go ahead and just catch hands right now? Yeah, you can stand. Go ahead. Go stand. Now, that person next to you looks so sharp and all dressed up, but they may be going through something. They have needs. They may be hurting. Let's pray for each other. Let's believe God together. He wants to do miracles. He wants to answer prayers. He wants to help people. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you today for miracles in this place. I thank you for touched lives, lives changed by the power of God. That resurrection power is here today, working in families, working in marriages, reconciliation, healing. Thank you for healing bodies, healing minds. Devil, take your hands off God's property. I thank you, you're a God that supplies needs. You provide. Thank you for provision. I just pray during this Christmas season, Father, times of refreshing. I pray, Father, that we're filled with great joy. That your resurrection life is in us and working in us. But also, Lord, I thank you for opportunities to minister to others. Let your life flow through us to be a blessing to others. Thank you, Lord. You're the God of the miraculous. You're our God. You're our Savior. You're our healer. And we walk in the miraculous today. In Jesus' name, amen.